Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday, December the 2nd, 2008, and the title of this podcast is Thanksgiving. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Thanksgiving. Beginners. Thanksgiving is a wonderful holiday. It is a tradition that is very important for most Americans. It is a yearly celebration that reflects on history. Americans celebrate this special day in remembrance of the first settlers from Europe, the Pilgrims. They suffered during the first years of living here. The winter was very cold, there was very little food. Many of them died or got sick. Those who survived were helped by the Native Indians. They were shown how to grow native foods and how to look after themselves. As a result, they gave thanks to God and to the Indians for their survival. Thanksgiving gives us an opportunity to think of the good things that we have in our lives. Most people get together with family or friends to have a big turkey dinner or lunch. It is a time also when children learn in school about the beginnings of the United States. Advanced. The day of Thanksgiving, 22 people came to my house for lunch. It was a little crazy, but on the other hand, it was a delight. The people were all family, my mother, the in-laws, nephews and nieces. The ages ranged from 69 to 2. Thankfully, we have enough room to cope with so many people. We spruced up the house a couple of days before, rearranged furniture, and tidied up. Of course, I put a huge turkey in the oven to cook for about 5 hours. Everybody who came brought a dish or two of food, so the preparations for me were not overwhelming. Before we ate, the oldest of the family, my father-in-law, said a prayer of thanks for all the good things, or blessings, in our lives, and then we dove into the food. Plenty is an appropriate word for this holiday. The plenty from the harvest comes to our table and is enjoyed. Cornucopia, or a horn of plenty, is a symbol related to Thanksgiving. Afterwards, we had an open fire, we lit candles. The kids played and ran around, making all kinds of noise and mess, and the adults sat and chatted. There was always someone making an extra trip into the kitchen for round two or round three of desserts. I resisted the temptation, but I certainly lingered over my pumpkin pie and cream. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.